Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. Spiritual Wellness and Physical Health with your hosts, Robin A. McKean and Lisa Ripple. This show focuses on helping you integrate your spiritual wellness, your physical body, and your emotional health. We talk about fueling your soul and inner self, as well as the right food to fuel your body.
And now, here's Robin and Lisa.
Hello and good evening, everybody. Robin here, and I am so excited for tonight's show. Lee, are you with me?
Of course.
Hello, how are you? How was your week?
It was good. Do you really want to kill him?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good for you. I love ceramics. If I hear about anything, I'll let you know.
I appreciate that. I had this epiphany that, you know what, it's about time I did this. My whole life, I have actually had dreams at night about making pottery on a wheel and having a kiln and doing it.
Mm.
And it's just something that has always drawn me. And I don't know hardly anything about it, but I know that in order to get started, there are certain things I need, a potter's wheel and a kiln at least, and some clay and, you know, maybe.
And from what I hear, it gets pretty warm. You might not even have to heat your house.
Well, I was thinking that. Maybe dehumidify the basement a little bit with the kiln.
Absolutely.
So kill two birds with one stone.
Very true.
Well, tonight's show I'm very excited about, and I've been blasting everybody. I got a little heat this week for blasting everybody I knew their Facebook page with the show announcements, but it was more than worth the heat that I took because we're here tonight not only to talk to Rachel, who's an awesome healer and who I've known for years and who has made me going back to the Caduceus festivals that you and I used to work at, and just makes wonderful oils and healing potions, if you will, and does lots of energy work, and she's just an amazing human being. We talked at great length the other day on the phone, and I'm so excited to get to know her better tonight and hopefully going into the future because she lives in the Great White North as well as I do. She's not that far from me. It's like a day trip, so that would be wonderful. But we're all coming together tonight, aside from talking to Rachel, to honor our friend Kathy Krakowicz of Crystal Cave, who for so many years put herself out there, healing people, be just a generous soul, a woman with a wonderful sense of humor. You couldn't be in her presence for more than, she was like you, Lee, you know, you couldn't be in her presence for more than 10 minutes without laughing and smiling, even if she really didn't know you before that 10 minutes.
Very true.
Just a great person. And she's fallen on some real hard issues over the last several years. And Rachel and her husband are going to try and help her out, but they need a few things. And so we're here tonight not only to talk about Rachel and find out more about her and what she, her center, her holistic healing center does, but also the fact that they're going to be helping Kathy. And when I heard about this, it was just a no-brainer. I just had to jump right in because you remember, Lee, when I had my store in Tom's River,
mm-hmm.
Grimoires and Alchemy, Kathy heard about it and immediately said to me, do you need stock? I'll front you, you know, She fronted me several thousand dollars worth of crystals, just because we were friends, just because she knew me. And that's a lot to do for somebody. A lot of people would never do that, you know. And she,
very true.
She really helped me out. So it's time to, you know, one good turn deserves another. So it's the way the world should work. So, Rachel, are you with us?
I am.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Rachel, introduce yourself, please, to people who don't know who you are.
My name is Rachel Ginther, and I am a friend of Robin's, and I believe Lisa and I have also met, and a longtime friend of Catherine Krakalici as well. I have a holistic retreat center and organic farm in upstate New York near Albany, and I make about 500 different products that are all energetically and health-related.
Awesome. Yep, I can't wait to come up to the center and see what all you've got there. We were talking a little bit the other day about you've got adobe buildings there that you guys created, and you were talking to me about it's a new project that you guys were working on at the property to get yourselves off the grid a little bit more. Just all the stuff I'm interested in, all the stuff I want to learn about. So what exactly does the Healing Center do? I mean,
well,
what do you...
It's called the Garden at Thunder Hill, a center for spiritual evolution.
Okay.
And our intent is to provide a space for people to get back in touch with nature,
mm-hmm.
to really ground and to find their center again,
mm-hmm.
Find their rhythms, find, you know, what's working for them, what's not working for them, and be able to release, you know, and move forward in easy ways. This is a
mm-hmm.
this place has many ley lines that cross. We have a really strong energy. It has a very strong energy presence. The elementals and the spiritual beings are very strong here, and it's a wonderful place to manifest. So, you know, we host individuals. You know, we do one-on-one retreats. We do small groups. And we host other people coming in that might have their own group or their own practice that they want to teach. So we've had everything from Native American groups. We have a sweat lodge. We have a labyrinth. We have 90 acres, an 8-acre lake.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, you know, we've had groups of herbal healing, people that do herbal healing that are teaching that come in, people that teach the Celtic women's mysteries, all different kinds of things. Anything, for me, it's you know, and for us, my husband and I, it's really about supporting people's process. So, you know, that's our job. We do all the cooking, and everything's organic and local, and, you know, we really just, and we cater to anybody that's got allergies. But when people come, it's not, we don't necessarily have a set schedule. If someone's here on a retreat, I find that so many people are, they're so exhausted. They
mm-hmm.
have worn themselves out trying to keep up with the world. And so we let them, you know, it's not like if you don't get up at 8, you're not having breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we tell them sleep. You know, sleep until you need to, until you're ready to get up. And
yeah.
when you're ready to get up, if you're hungry, we'll make you food.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about getting that person back into their own rhythm and mm-hmm. schedule, you know, for them to listen and for them
mm-hmm.
to, you know, trust what's inside.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I'm getting a little bit of feedback.
I know,
Rachel,
me too.
You are? Is there anybody that's got the show on a radio in their house or anything?
Nope.
Nope? Okay. All right, I'm not quite sure what that's about.
So. I'm not getting any of it.
You're not? Okay.
No, sounds good
yeah.
to me. As a matter of fact, I was thinking it sounds much better than last week, because last week I was getting a lot of feedback.
Huh, interesting.
But this week it sounds like you guys are in the same room.
Yeah, I wish.
Well, good. You never...
Okay, well, we'll keep going and see if it doesn't improve. Maybe the wizard of the engineering board over there can figure something out. But, okay, so... I am so excited about wanting to come and visit the spiritual center. It sounds awesome, and you know, I told you that this is sort of the path that I keep getting led toward. Is you know that I need to be doing this. sort of thing, getting off the grid and living, you know, a healthier lifestyle. And I'm really looking forward to learning from you guys and sharing knowledge with you.
Well, we look forward to you coming out. It's, you know, it's a magical place, and it's, you know, there's so much of a trend towards people doing permaculture and really
mm-hmm.
getting in touch with the land. And I, you know, I think that's the way to go. I mean, technology is great, but it has captured everyone's attention, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of people have forgotten, you know, where we've come from.
Well, yeah, I think that as we go forward here in the future, the people who are not still connected to the land, who don't know how to grow their own food, who cannot subsidize their household with some of that, growing their own food and trying to get off the grid and being as conservative in that way as possible, I think, you know, it's going to get more and more difficult, A, to do it, and B, to sustain the quality of life that we've come to expect in this country. I kind of
mm-hmm.
see that coming, you know, with all the packaged foods, all of the junk in all the foods that people are eating now because it's less expensive. You know, poverty and obesity go hand in hand in this country and in other places too, but specifically in this country. Right now, it's, you know, people who have the money to buy organic and eat fresh food certainly are more fit and more healthy. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I agree with you. And, you know, we have an organic farm here as well, and I started the farm in 2010 because
mm-hmm.
when the economy did that collapse in
mm-hmm.
in 2009, I was looking, I'm like, how do these people that work in little cubicles, they're so, you know, they've been so trained to just be a wheel in a big machine.
Mm-hmm.
And how are they going to feed their families?
Yeah,
if
well,
you can only do this one little thing, and there's
mm-hmm.
not that one little thing for you to do anymore,
mm-hmm.
how do they really take their power back, and how are they able to, you know, provide
yeah.
on any level? And
absolutely.
it's really not... It seems, you know, it seems so far away, but really our grandparents, you know, I'm 51, and our grandparents,
mm-hmm.
most of them are farmers.
Yep.
In fact, most of this country,
mm-hmm.
you know, when it was founded, it was 97%, I believe, were farmers.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's 7%
yeah.
of our country farms. But the largest growing contingent in the country of jobs and things like that are women farmers.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, isn't it?
You know, it's interesting because I read a statistic a couple weeks ago that really got me thinking that something like 65% of women who earn over $100,000 a year work from home. They work in their own small businesses.
Wow, that's interesting.
There's like a glass ceiling in the corporate world that you're
mm-hmm.
never going to break that 100,000 mark. You're going to have to be like, you know, super educated, super dedicated, and we all know that women get paid, you know, 60 cents on the dollar to begin with, but then to break that $100,000 mark just doesn't seem to want it, doesn't happen to a lot of women.
Hmm.
And that sort of gave me this epiphany because I just was laid off a couple weeks ago, and exactly what you said. I mean, they closed the service center where I worked, and my job doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, now what do I do? So, going to do what every other good red-blooded American does is start their own business.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep. Yep. You also mentioned something about the wind generation. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we're working on several projects. Where we live, we're at 2,000 feet, so we're in the mountains outside of Albany.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a constant flow of wind. So we're working on solar. Like, my husband has a master's in physics, and so he's had a lot of experience with all different kinds of energy systems and different ways of doing things. So we're working on really three different things. One is solar, and one is wind generation, And the other is because of the lake, we're working on like a turbine system, a micro turbine system, to generate water from the flow of the water, you know, through the outflow of the lake, to generate electricity that way.
Wow. Very cool. I can't wait to come up there and see all of this stuff.
Well, we like to do different things. We do have, like you mentioned earlier, we like to do a lot of alternative building, just even to show people what it's like. I mean, a lot of people haven't ever stayed in a round building like a teepee or a yurt or something like that, and it's a very different experience than being in a square, you know, stick-built house. So we have, you know, our barn is wattle and daub with a living roof. We have a yurt. We put in rocket stove mass heaters. Some people may know that it's an alternative heating form that doesn't require electricity. And really, that's how the Romans heated their baths thousands of years ago.
Wow.
So it's not anything that's really fabulously new, but there are things that, you know, are being revisited and improved upon and tweaked for your, you know, your specific need. And we really love to teach. So a lot of our projects that we do, we open up to have people come and help, because, of course, a lot of alternative building things are very labor intensive, and that's why they kind of went by the wayside, because people didn't want to put that kind of effort in. However, I will tell you that just like growing your own food, yes, you put some effort in, but it's so very rewarding. I mean, the fact you can plant something and you can, you know, a few months or weeks later, you have food that you can feed yourself and your family with. It's pretty amazing.
Well, you know, it was one of the things I was thinking about when you were talking about that was what was part of the thing reason that communities held themselves together and banded together, because when they had a big project like this, they needed the whole community to come out and help them. And as we moved away from that sort of need for a large community, we isolated ourselves, and having big families to work on farms, well, let's take grandma and put her in the home because we don't need her at the house anymore to watch the kids while we're in the field. And it sort of was the beginning of that sort of decay of the village mentality. You know, and the village coming together to do these projects. And it has its good and its good and its bad parts, because I live in a small town. And, you know, everybody knows everybody's business pretty much. And but this is the bad part. But the good part is that when you need something, your town will come out for you.
Right.
And I'm actually really happy at this point to be raising my daughter around that sort of mentality. But it would be really nice to have a community where you all could, you know, depend on each other. And I know Lee and I have talked about this before, having a homestead. And, you know, getting, you know, 200 acres and or something to that effect, and you know, having all my best friends live on the thing and creating our own community someday. Someday when I strike it richly, we'll...
when I win the lottery.
Somewhere
right.
Warm, though.
You know,
see, that's
I
don't want to live warm.
I found from having a retreat center for many years that I have so many people that come here and like, you're living my dream. And I'm like, well, why aren't you doing it? And it's so often people are afraid, or they want everything to be perfect, and it never will be. It's like you have to step off the cliff at some point and decide you're going to fly, because we need these places. We desperately, people desperately need places to go where they can learn to be, you know, human again. And Hu is the Sanskrit word for God, and so human is the divine, you know, the divine person. And when you get caught up in, you know, in life, and you get caught up in, you know, the concrete jungle and the technology, it's hard to remember, you know, it's hard to remember sometimes. And people get caught up in the physical stuff, and like my Jaguar and my this and my that, and they forget about the little old lady next door. And, you know, grandma's got a lot of wisdom. You know?
Oh, absolutely.
And that's, you know, we need that. You know, we need the wisdom of children, or we need the wisdom of the elders to sustain us through, you know, there's going to be, like always with life, there's going to be ups and downs. And the more resources we can draw from, I think the better off we are.
Agreed. Lisa and I have known each other for so long, and she has three wonderful kids that...
Someday.
today not so good.
No, they're good today.
Okay.
It's a good
but
day.
One of the things that she has often talked about, and well, I'll let her talk about it. I mean, her kids were pretty much raised by our community village a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I have said many a time that if it wasn't for the village of our community that was full and thriving when my kids were growing up, I was very fortunate that all these people like Kathy, mm-hmm. the members of Caduceus, it was Caduceus, the cows, the MPA, if it wasn't for these people being part of my life and therefore by extension being part of my children's life, I don't think they'd be the people that they are right now. I mean, I'm sure they would have grown up and I'm sure they would have been fine, but they make me so proud. They have friends from every walk of life. They have friends, they do not judge people by the way they walk their path. They don't judge people by who they love or who they worship or where they live or how they live.
Mm-hmm.
They are so completely open to being friends with anyone and everyone. It was really funny because when my son got married last year, it wasn't that it was a quickie marriage. They had gotten engaged and then they had the wonderful surprise of my granddaughter coming along, and they decided they didn't want to get, my daughter-in-law didn't want to get married while she was, you know, 9 months pregnant. So they decided that after she was born, they were just going to go to the Justice of the Peace. And I remember we were sitting in there, and there's, you know, like 4 or 5 weddings go on at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone sits in the room, and they call the people up individually, and then as they get married, they go out, and they do their, you know, we do our fun. Well, I was sitting next to my mother, and the first couple that came up were 2 men.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother leans over and says, "It's my first gay wedding."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Oh, geez, Mom, it's like my 3rd gay wedding." She goes, "What about Adam?" I said, "Oh, no, this is his 2nd. The first wedding my son ever went to was a gay wedding at the Caduceus Festival."
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Rachel, were you there when Anthony and Kevin got married?
I think I was.
Okay, well, we were there then. My son, who's now married with a child, was 12.
I was going to say, he must have been young. Wow.
He was very young. He was actually dating someone else, but as much as they date when they're 12.
Sure.
But because of this, my son is, not because of that, but my son is in the, he's a chef. And because of this upbringing, that all my children have had, because they were all part of the community, he has no problem dealing with anyone in the restaurant business.
Yeah.
He is so well-rounded. His politics are open-minded. He has friends from all walks of life. And I'm just so proud as a mom when I see that my children are not bigoted or judgmental.
Mm.
I love it, and I know I have said to Robin probably 100 times this year alone that I love the fact that my children were raised by our community. And when people who haven't seen my kids in a long time see them, they're genuinely happy to see them.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that. Well, and you know what they always say, my kid can be as bad as he wants in the house, as long as he's really good outside. And so when people tell you, "Oh, my God, I love your daughter," and I'm just like, "Really?" Because my daughter's a tough one. But the truth of the matter is that I know that I thank the gods every day for the things that my children were able to learn in the community. I think it even helped my little Roman Catholic husband along, too. If truth be told.
The village.
Yeah, the village. Wonderful. The village helped him to lighten up a little, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Now, Rachel, you were telling me also that you have the Healers event coming up.
I do. It's in August. I started it, I started it last year. Last year was the first one. It's called Healers Helping Healers. And it's a networking, I call it a networking event and day retreat for healers. And it's an opportunity for people that do healing work to come together and exchange. So there's no money exchanged. There's a nominal fee for food and things like that. But it's you know, so often people that do healing work just give and give and give and give. And, you know, right, they get burned out. And they, you know, the balance. Sometimes they live in places like I live. Someplace it's beautiful and it's wonderful, but I don't have people around the corner that do the kind of work that I do.
Right.
And, you know, and it's always good, I think, to be exposed to new things. Even if it's not something you want to study, if you know someone that's doing it and you have a client that needs that, what a great opportunity to go experience a bunch of different things so that you know how to refer or you say, hey, this might really work for you. We had 30 people last year from 5 different states.
Wow.
And I'm thinking we're going to have quite a bit more. Everyone really, I had a tremendous amount of positive feedback about it. It was a lovely day. We had such a good time. Count me. Okay, I'll put you on
the
list.
Count me in.
I'd love to have you. I really would. I'd love to have both of you. And whoever else wants to participate, it's really, it was so open. There was no ego. There was nothing. Everybody was just met each other as people, and nobody had to be better than or anything. It was just, it was beautiful. It was really beautiful.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is really kind of what I personally know that I need to gravitate toward. You know when you're being led in a direction by the gods, they kind of give you a kick in the back of the head every once in a while. I told you this the other day when we were talking. It was like talking to you and meeting you and hearing what you're doing. I'm like, this is the gods going, swap, swap. Are you listening? Swap.
Now I'm going to have a cheese making class too soon. So once our goats are fully in milk, we're expecting babies in the next couple of weeks, and then I mean that's what we do. I mean we milk our goats, we make
cheese,
we do, you know, we do.
I
want to
play
stuff
with the baby goats.
Oh, who doesn't want to play with baby goats?
That is the newest thing on Facebook. Right? The newest thing on Facebook. Yeah. Every time I turn on my Facebook, somebody has given me a video of these baby goats and the way they bounce.
Yeah.
Talk about making your day.
Mm-hmm.
They're as cute as, you know, they're as naughty as they are cute, actually. And
true.
But they are a lot of fun.
All right, you know what? On this note, since everybody's taking a breath, I'm going to put out there that it is approaching the half hour. And today's song is going to be Spring Love by Jenna Green.
Okay.
And I think maybe if you can look over and see if you're getting a thumbs up, I think maybe this might be a good time to have our little break.
Indeed, I am getting the thumbs up. Rachel, we're going to hear a song, and then we'll be back. And
awesome.
When we come back from the break, we're going to start talking about Kathy a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
That sounds great.
Ooh. Listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, where we believe that all manifestations of the divine are valid. You had a choice, and you chose to spend time with us. Join us nightly at 10 p.m. Eastern Time for a wide variety of programming. If you miss one of our shows, there are plenty of places to catch up. Every show is archived at www.blogtalkradio.com/CERN. Look for the on-demand shows. They are available as a free podcast download on iTunes and now available free on the TuneIn Radio application and website. Follow us on Twitter at SURN_ORG and on Facebook. Each of our shows has a Facebook presence so that you can keep abreast with what is going on. If you have any moans, groans, gripes, bitches, complaints, or compliments, you may send those to the station management by emailing surn.org@gmail.com. On Thursday nights, Onyx and Terry discuss questions that have been sent in by you, the listeners. If you have a question you want them to discuss, please send it to the station's email address. If you'd like credit for the question, please let us know in the email. For more information about our network, please click over to www.spiritualunityradionetwork.org. Your support is greatly appreciated, and we humbly thank you for that.
There is one power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it. We accept it. And we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be. To spiritual wellness and physical health on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Thanks for sticking around. And now, back to Robin and Lisa.
Hello. We are back from the break. And before the break, we were talking a little bit about the spiritual center that Rachel has there in just south of Albany, New York State, the Garden at Thunder Hill, a center for spiritual evolution, and also the farm that she has is Lady Liberty Farm, and of course she also does the Garden of One essential oils. And so if you've ever been to an event pretty much on the East Coast here, you've probably seen her vending her stuff at the events, her oils. And things at the events. And if you do come across her and see her, first of all, tell her you heard her on the show here tonight and buy something.
Yes, please.
Sounds good.
Well, I might, and you know, we can offer Blog Talk some of your people. If they do that, I'll give them something special.
There
no.
you go. Now you
have
incentives.
That.
Thank
you.
You
have incentives.
Yes.
And actually,
now there's
I
no
make,
excuse.
No excuse, that's right. And if you don't mind, if I could just say a little bit about what we make.
Absolutely.
Okay, I make flower essences, which work on mental and emotional patterns that we hold at unconscious levels that keep us doing behaviors that don't necessarily work for us, but we get stuck doing them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I mix them with water, some sacred sites, and aromatherapy oils. And so the aromatherapy oils, the essential oils, work in the brain chemistry. And so it's working on all these different levels to help to release patterns so that we can move forward. And so that's a lot of the energy work, you know, between the center and the work that work, and then I do health consulting and mm-hmm. detox work. And that's, you know, that's one of the reasons why we brought Kathy to us too,
mm-hmm.
because of all this work with, you know, with patterns and working with the physical body and
mm-hmm.
helping people to change.
Awesome.
Yeah, I have.
Now,
I have.
Real quick, there was a question in the chat room. Where
mm-hmm.
can we get information from you? Robin, do you have this information that you can put on our Facebook page?
I do have her links and things
okay,
that I will be posting on the Facebook page. But Kathy, if you want to, Rachel, sorry, I have Kathy on the brain. Rachel, if you want to quickly give your how to contact you if people were interested in finding out about classes that you might have or events that you might have at the
a newsletter of some kind, something like that.
Absolutely. You can sign up for our email list. The Garden of One is www.gardenofoneallspelledout.com. And we have a website for ladylibertyfarm.com. We also take woofers, which I don't know if you've heard of, but it's Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farms. We're part of that program where we've had people from France come and we've had people from all over the country come and learn about farming. So then they can take their skills and go back and apply them at home or at another farm.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a lot. We really like to teach. You know, it's one of my favorite things to do because what better way to, you know, to have learned something is the best way to pass it on. You know, it's like
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
learn more in the teaching of it sometimes than in the, you know, the actual application of it. We have all these different opportunities for people if they want to learn things. But they can also reach me at Rachel, which is R-A-C-H-E-L, @gardenofone.com. People can call or, you know, or email, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you.
And we're on Facebook under all those things, too.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
So at least if you can remember Garden of One on Facebook, it at least gets you started.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we are all friends of Kathy, and I know we had spoken the other day on the phone about Kathy's had a lot of health issues over the last few years pop up. I know she has long-term Lyme disease that went untreated for a long time, and it's taking its toll, and it's creating probably other health issues that she's got going on. And in the interim, she's really gone through some rough times financially as well. I am so thankful and grateful on a personal level, Rachel, that you guys, you and your husband, have decided to take them to the spiritual center and treat them. Basically, really what you're doing is you're not just treating Kathy, you're treating the whole family. Because to make Kathy well again is going to improve the entire family. It's not just about
mm-hmm.
Kathy. And,
absolutely.
And that's, I'm personally just so grateful, which was why, I mean, right now, I mean, I wish I had $1,000 to write you a check. I really do.
Oh.
But, I, you know, obviously I don't since I just got laid off. But that was why I really thought it was important to have you on the show so we can talk about it. And those of you out there like me who can't necessarily send a monetary donation, share the link as much as you can, please, because the more people who see the link, who hear the story, the better chance we have of helping out And if everybody who saw the link gave a dollar, we'd probably, you know, be just fine. It's that everybody put a carrot in the pot of stone soup, and we're going to have some good soup.
Exactly. And thereby, you know, the grace of whatever beings you connect with go, any of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so easy, particularly now, to get into a situation that's, you know, and quickly go into a downhill spiral where you can't get yourself out.
Yeah.
In 2008, I was dying. I actually had such severe menstrual bleeding. I was going into menopause, and I was so anemic. I was in congestive heart failure.
Mm-hmm.
And so I healed myself, but in that process, came very close to losing this place.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very hard for me to, you know, it gave me such a new appreciation and understanding. And I've seen many people that do healing work go through difficult times. And the only conclusion I can come to is part of it is to really learn compassion and understanding, because there is no possible way that I can understand where Kathy's coming from at this point.
Right.
If I had not gone through what I had been through, because it, and she gave a perfect example. When I talked with her, we went down on Easter Sunday to speak with her about making this move to here, and she told us at that time we only spent 4 hours with her, and she said, "This is the most I've talked in months."
Yep.
And she just, you know, you get into the hermit cave, and just everything, you just feel so badly about yourself, because you feel like you should do it differently or better or something. And, you know, other people give you that feedback too, that, you know, why didn't you tell me that you needed help, or why didn't you, and you are in such a position that you can't. She said when her phone would ring, she said it was answer the phone, climb Mount Everest. She said they were equivalent. She said I could not pick the phone up. I could not deal with, you know, even explaining my situation.
Yeah.
And it's a really difficult place to be, especially for someone is, you know, who's given so much. She's given so much. And it's hard for her, because her initial thing is to give. I mean, she wants to give, and she can't. You know, she cannot. I mean, she doesn't have the energy to do that at this point.
Right.
And it's just, you know, I could not watch her not get the help she needed, knowing full well that we have the capacity and we have the capability. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's stretching the resources we do have to a very, very thin place, but it's necessary. I mean, this is what we do. You know, this is how we all have to be, and if we can't extend ourselves for the people we love, then you know, I don't think I have the right to even consider myself a healer.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I totally agree. It's funny because I was talking to a woman online today who was considering, she's got some health problems, and she was considering wanting to be a client of mine as the health coach. And she said, but I'm out. I had a car accident, and I'm not drawing any salary. I'm just getting this disability, and it's very minimal. And I said, well, that really doesn't, what you can pay me doesn't matter to me. Even if you can't pay me, if you really need the help, I will help you. Talk about the other part later. And she was just shocked that I would say that. I said, that's what you do. Is when you have the knowledge, the ability to help somebody, that's what you do. And if somebody's motivated and they want to make the change, there's the reward is, you know, helping somebody. And, I need to ask people for money because you need to make bills. I mean, it would be wonderful if we could all just do it all for free all the time. But, you know, PP&L likes to get paid, and food
it's
and
hard to find
an
electric
kind of
company,
important.
You know, several dozen eggs and figure they're going to be okay with your bill, you know.
Yeah, right. You can't do that anymore, you know.
No, not anymore.
So unfortunately, money is a necessary
object.
Evil. Yeah. So we do need, and we are clearly asking for people who can hear me, for people to go to the, what is it, caring?
I actually posted it in the chat room.
Oh, thank you, Lee.
Oh, awesome. It's a You Caring site that I put up, and it's You Caring is actually a wonderful site. They don't take any money out of anything that's donated, so everything goes to the person that it's for. So we have it under for her medical expenses because she's not even on Medicaid, or I think it's Medicaid. I'm learning a whole new aspect of things that I never knew about, but it's not going to cover the types of treatments that she really needs. Acupuncture doesn't cover, chiropractic doesn't cover. She's got a regular doctor, but it's not covering these alternative treatments that will really help her to improve.
I mean, yeah, they're horrible that way.
Yeah, I know. It's so sad. It's so sad. Because
even my doctor says there's wonderful things out there that he would recommend, especially when I was going through menopause and that kind of thing. And he says, but I'll tell you right now, the insurance company won't cover it. He's very Eastern medicine in a Western office.
Yeah, nice. Well, prevention, just even preventative things so that people don't get sick and they don't end up having to have a, you know, $20,000 operation.
Right.
You know, let's see, $100 a month to avoid a $20,000 operation, that's a pretty good investment.
Yeah, I can't figure out why insurance companies haven't figured this out. You'd think, you know, for example, my husband had Crohn's disease. If they had allowed him for, you know, $75 a week to get a professional massage to relieve some of his stress and anxiety that would cause his Crohn's to flare, they would have saved themselves so much money in hospital bills because his Crohn's would flare, he'd be in the hospital for 3 or 4 days, and a claim would go in. And it
you know what that is, Robin. That's big pharma.
Yep. They make too much money.
Pharma.
They make way too much money. It serves them more for people to stay sick.
It's true. It's sad, but it's true.
That's the unfortunate part, and that's why, you know, everyone needs to grow their own food.
You need to grow your own food and stop eating all that genetically modified foods that they're putting in. And we have stuff now, chemicals and stuff in our foods. We're not even aware of them.
No.
The whole glyphosate thing. The job that I just got, that I was working at previously, was an environmental services laboratory. And glyphosate is one of the things that we just generally across the board had to test for. The Department of Environmental Protection requires it, but it's very quiet. But they're keeping records. They are keeping records about the levels of glyphosate chemicals in our drinking water. It's something that is a standard, something a standard test. It's called part of the SOCs, synthetic and organic chemicals. And most public drinking water systems are required to do SOC sets, and there are usually between 9 and 11 bottles that are included in that SOC set. And depending on the methods they use to extract the chemicals from the bottles, they have to do them usually at least every quarter for the whole year, once every 3 years.
Wow.
And it's required. You can't avoid it if you're a public water system. They also, you know, other things in there like we know about, like dioxin, PCBs. They're all part of that SOC set.
And then do they do anything to regulate it if it's above a certain something?
Yes, then they have to monitor regularly. They have to do them quarterly, or if you have a hit, sometimes they'll require it monthly. And they'll keep track of it, and if it looks like it's increasing, then the DEP will actually come out and investigate where is it coming from. We had a car dealership a few years ago locally here that was hitting for this chemical, and they couldn't figure out where it was coming from. Meanwhile, they had new construction behind them that had that spray-on grass. You know, you spray on that grass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and apparently it was in that spray-on grass. But it was enough.
Gosh, and you see that all over the parkway.
Absolutely.
We actually had that when we moved into our house. They sprayed that stuff all over our property.
And there was enough in that spray-on grass to show up in the drinking water at the dealership.
Wow.
So the DEP came out and investigated, and they determined that's where it came from. And then it eventually stopped being in their water. But for a good 3 months, they weren't drinking the water at the car dealership.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the DEP and the government, they know that this stuff is out there. They know that it's dangerous. Otherwise, they wouldn't be monitoring it. If it was all like, oh, we don't know it's, you know, a problem, we won't monitor it. They have the information. Every year, if you live in any city that has a public water system, every year you have to get what's called a consumer, it's called a CRR, consumer confidence report, a CCR, consumer confidence report, that comes out in July, and you're supposed to get it either with your bill or online and get an email with a link in it. All that information of what's in your public water is there in that report every July. And if you don't get it, call your township and ask for it, because by law they have to provide it.
Good to know.
Of course, if you have private well water, then, you know, you have to test your own. But
right.
Another story. But let's give the link for caring here.
Oh, all right. It's really long. But I'm sure that if you get to www.youcaring.com, can you then, Rachel, just type in Catherine's name?
You can. You can just search by Catherine Cracalici.
Okay.
And which, better spell that.
Well, it's Catherine with a C. Catherine with a C.
Yes,
and then
Catherine with a C.
CRACOLICE.
You got it. Yeah.
So
and
it's
there,
good that you can search for it, because it's very easy to just do like the youcaring.com, and then since they have a search engine, it's fantastic because you can just get in there and find whoever you need.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You can also look under medical. They have different categories. You can look under medical funding for medical expenses, I think it is, because that's what we have it under that.
Yes, it says medical-fundraiser/help.
Yes, exactly.
The other thing is, if you guys can't remember this after you hang up, it will be posted on my Facebook page. It'll be posted on the Spiritual Wellness Show Facebook page.
It's on
as
my
well.
Facebook page.
It'll be on Lee's Facebook page.
It'll be on my Facebook page.
and it'll be on Terry's Facebook page as well. And I'm sure the CERN CERN Facebook page as well. So, you know, it's not hard to find. My Facebook page is Robin A. McKean. So just go to that, and it'll be in there. Find it's a beautiful picture of Kathy with a light behind her head, and it's
flowers.
Pretty easy and flowers. It's pretty easy to find if you scroll
it's
down.
It's also
through.
I think it's on the Celtic Cross. Is it on Celtic Cross Temple too? Facebook page.
It might be, yeah.
No, not yet.
I also wanted to let all of you know that Kathy's business for many years is called Crystal Cave, and she was she handles rare and hard to find crystals and minerals, and so we have been cataloging two of her other friends, which is her putting in a tremendous amount of time and energy to catalog and photograph all the specimens that she has, and they're going to be for sale. This is also another way that we're raising money to help, you know, take her to the next level. She's in the process of trying to qualify for disability. We don't know how that's going to go. She really has not worked in over 5 years because this has been so debilitating. She's literally been in bed the last 5 years. You know, I mean, and you could imagine what that toll that takes on someone's psyche. So, I mean, I've seen her, you know, she's we had that conversation with her on Easter, and then she, you know, about 4 hours, all of a sudden, you could just watch, it's like she faded out. And she said to me, this is the lime, and it comes up. It just, like, all of a sudden, it just kind of takes over, and she can't. It's like she has aphasia, or she can't. She said, my mind is clear, I can't get the words out. So the connection, so the brain is having trouble making the connections. And I found, of course, as soon as, you know, all this, you know, happened, I mean, I had really not been in contact with Kathy, and another mutual friend called me and said, okay, Kathy is, you know, here's what's going on, and, you know, she has to move. And it was like, boom, it was spur of the moment. It was just, you know, like last, you know, a week before last. And, but the, you know, we have, all of a sudden, of course, through the internet, I'm getting all these, all these supplements and all these great, wonderful things that work in these very specific ways, which are exactly what she needs. So we have a lot of things at our disposal. It's just a matter of being able to afford to get them, because you know how it is. None of these things are inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
But we're working with what we have. I've seen, marked already improvement. She's able to sit for much longer periods of time, and she's able to carry on conversations with people. And she just came, on Tuesday, and I had to leave Wednesday, and I just got back 9:00 tonight before this 10:00 show. So I've been, I was out doing sessions in Massachusetts. But when you have that support and people care about you and they just let you go at your own pace with a little pushing here and there, that I think that, it does wonders. The psyche, feels that it can unfold, and, you've got good energy around you and people that care about you, and all of a sudden things don't seem so horrendous. It doesn't seem like such a huge mountain that you have to climb. You don't have to do it by yourself.
Absolutely.
Right.
I actually am just living that exact thing with having, it's funny, I'm so used to being alone, and I'm always talking about me, I, and honestly, I'm still in the process of getting used to having somebody that I can count on and who is here to support me, and it's really, Lee can tell you, it's really brought me back from, I was in a really not so good place there for many years after my husband died. And so I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's not easy. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's certainly not easy being a single woman and having a child. That's big work, And I give you total credit, Robin, for everything that you've done and accomplished.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, it's wonderful, and that you share, and you the two of you do this show so that people can get in touch with things that can help them.
Well, yeah.
We try.
We try. And actually, the show came about because of Terry, and was how we sort of reconnected. We had met years ago at a Woven Roots event, but he was with somebody and I was with somebody, and he had called me up and asked me if I'd be interested in doing a show on his new radio network, and that was, sure, yeah, okay, and, we were just friendly. Talked on the phone and arranged it, and then he came to a Pagan Pride event in New Jersey.
And your daughter
mm-hmm.
just kept the day going.
Yes. Yes. That's true. My daughter invited me to dinner at Lee's house without asking Lee first.
Unbeknownst to the two of us, she says to him, well, you're going to come to Lee's and have chili for dinner, right? And I didn't know anything about it. And then we're packing up the cars, and she's like, Terry did something. Out of the mouths of babes.
They know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you something. I watched her on that first day playing with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just picking her up and swinging her around and laughing with her, and she was laughing and joking.
Mm-hmm.
And so carefree that I had no problem saying, sure, it's no problem.
Yeah,
I just told him he couldn't sleep over.
I wasn't ready for that either.
Yeah. It's like, I got to watch out for my girl,
That's right.
My girl can't be having overnight dates right now.
Okay, so let's, before we run out of time here, it gets getting close.
Yes, because we are about a minute out.
Mm-hmm. Let's, we're probably going to go long, we usually do. but let's, once again, we'll talk about the link for those of you who have been listening and who would like to help Kathy. It is www.youcaring.com, and then you can just type in her name, Catherine with a C, Krakolice, Cracolice, And please, I don't care whether it's a dollar or more, do whatever you can. And Rachel is really opening her home and her life in order to help Kathy and her family, and I am so grateful about it. So please, if that doesn't appeal to you, is giving some charitable money, go shop for rocks at Crystal Cave.
That's right. Well, we're going to have a PDF catalog soon, mm-hmm. and then we may, depending on, I think we've got the date set, but depending on how much we sell through that process, we may do a big rock sale here at the center, which would be probably June 11th and 12th and 13th. I want to say it's going to be a Friday and a Saturday in June.
Okay.
And her stones are gorgeous.
Oh, my
gorgeous.
Goodness. Yeah. Things that you have never seen anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And the energy and that comes off them is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And she is brilliant. She is a brilliant teacher. And that's mm-hmm. where that's my, you know, if I'm allowed to have a goal in this, my goal is mm-hmm. to get her functional so
and
she can teach again. Because she has so much information. She and I had a conversation because I
mm-hmm.
said, I stayed. I could have, you know, I saw the line. I could have walked over it, but I said, there's so much so much information I have that I haven't shared.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically told me the same thing. And she didn't know that I had thought that when I was sick. But she said, I'm here. I can't go yet. I still have things to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, for her to pass her knowledge on, that's what she said, told me that she really wanted to do. So
yeah.
That's, I feel like I want to help her do that. I want to get her so she can walk around. I mean, I don't think she wants to go and start schlepping a whole bunch of boxes to shows
mm-hmm.
like she used to. She used to go all
mm-hmm.
over the country, go to Tucson and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
But being able to teach that placement of crystals. I mean, she's healed people of cancer. She's
mm-hmm.
amazing stuff. And she's I kind of laugh. I tease her. I said she's a cult figure in Japan, literally. They
mm-hmm.
love her in Japan. You can type her
mm-hmm.
name in, and you'll see all these references to her. And she's taught. She actually has a DVD out that's in Japanese. And, you know, but I'd love her to be able to go and do that because she said the Japanese were so open. They
mm-hmm.
just took the information and just absorbed it like sponges. So,
I remember to this day her coming and teaching at my store and stepping into the grid, the crystal grid that she had laid on the floor in
mm-hmm.
my very ordinary store, and then her picking up a crystal here and there and replacing it, and how the energy shifted in this crystal circle that she had, this like healing circle, and really feeling it. I can't explain it. And people, you know, when you talk to people, they never want to believe this. But this was palpable. It was amazing. I think Roseanne, who's in the chat room tonight, was actually there. Because I remember talking about she was having a problem with her elbow, and I remember Kathy giving her a selenite and saying, here, put it on your elbow. And, you know, her saying, oh, yeah, my gosh, that does help, you know. And Kathy really, I mean, she blew me away when the few times that she came and taught at the store. It was just amazing to be.
She is amazing. She
mm-hmm.
and I actually did a set of essences. She gave me the stones, and I made the essences of crystals that where like the mines had closed, and she had little tiny pieces were worth hundreds or thousands of dollars. And she said, you know, here's, you know, and they're called the rare earth essences, and they're so that the energy can be continued. Even if you don't have a piece of it, you
mm-hmm.
can work with the energy. So she,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's so
mm-hmm.
many ways
mm-hmm.
to keep, you know, to continue. And but that's the goal, is to get her back doing her thing and giving her gift to the world.
Yeah, that is the goal. I would love to be able to see that as well. Okay. Rachel, is there anything else that you wanted to talk about before we wrap up the show this evening?
I just really want to thank the both of you and Terry, too. Hi, Terry. Thank you very much. this is, you know, it was just so serendipitous of our mutual friend Iris to introduce us
mm-hmm.
and then to realize we knew each other and then to have
mm-hmm.
such a great conversation on the phone. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can feel the love that you both have for Kathy and, you know, all that sustains her, all those good thoughts and all this kind of just, you know, selfless giving has just been incredible. I've heard from so many people and so many stories about how she's helped people. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, just it makes us feel even, you know, better about what we're doing. I mean, we didn't
Absolutely.
Do it to get any praise for it, but we just, you know, it was a necessary thing. And it's just really wonderful. And I want to thank you so much for having me on the show. And, you know, I know somebody that does ceramics who'd be wonderful for you to learn from. So.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Let me know. She's out near Rochester, so she's not too far from you either.
Well, that's awesome.
And, you know, Rachel, anytime you have something going on that you would like to
mm-hmm.
bring up on the show, please
mm-hmm. yeah,
let
you
Robin
can always...
know. Feel free. Call in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Thank you
You can always
so
just
much.
Yeah, drop in and call in and say, hey, my, you know, event is this weekend, and I just wanted to drop in and say hi. It sounds weird, but we have listeners everywhere. We have listeners in Australia. We have listeners in India and in the Middle East. And I hear from these people from time to time, which is why I know, like via email. So even though it seems very small and there's only a few people in the chat room tonight and it's just the three of us on the radio, this really does go out to a lot of people. It surprises me all the time. And then there are always people who can download the shows. So tomorrow, you know, there will be people who will go, oh, I missed the show last night, let me download it. And you'll see, you know, 3 days from now, there will be 120 downloads, which is so cool. I kind of like that about the show.
You know, people like it when two girls from New York just sit around and talk, you know. No big
deal, you know.
Just,
have some coffee.
You know, it's like butter.
Well, one of the weird serendipitous things of my life, Lisa and I grew up when we were little, about 10 blocks from each other in Flushing, Queens.
Oh, I don't even think it was that far.
Probably not. Went to the same elementary school, PS32. Did
we
not
think
know
we might
each
have
other.
Been in the same kindergarten class.
Could have been. Very, because we're the same age. It could have been
wow.
very easily.
And we didn't meet till we were 30.
Yeah, didn't meet until we were 30. In New Jersey. We're both living in New Jersey.
Wow.
So we always kid about two girls from Queens.
That's two girls from Queens. No big whoop. Just chatting. You know what I'm saying?
You two are great.
And it always ends on a laugh. We never end on anything too serious because, you know what? Life's too serious.
That's it.
You got that right.
Yeah.
You know, it's too serious.
I'm being prodded by our delightful engineer.
Our engineer.
Only 10:07. I'm getting there. All right, let me do it really quick. If you have anything you want to contribute, if you have anything you'd like to say, anything that you want to say, how fabulous we are, or if we've stepped on any toes, please feel free to write to us at cern.org@gmail.com. And, of course, any bad reviews, please send them attention, Terry. You can reach either Robin or I both, and you can get the links for Kathy on Spiritual Wellness and Physical Health Facebook page. Don't forget you can reach Robin and Terry at the Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And Rachel, we can reach you at www.gardenofone.com.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Okay. One other thing I just wanted to talk about briefly before we let everybody go is Terry and I are going to be teaching the end of this month, the Thursday, the 30th, into the first weekend of May at the Florida Pagan Gathering. So come and see us there if you are able. I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to be teaching three different classes. So come and see us. And
was that a Beltane thing?
It is a Beltane thing, yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So it should be a lot
be
of
careful.
Fun. And
you know what happens to you on Beltane.
Don't tell him. And Marcy. I'm going to get to see Marcy, my girl.
Oh,
so.
You better squeeze her for me.
I will. Is there anything else, sir, over there that we need to cover before I let everybody go?
No, I think that's everything on my end. Next week is Hubi. Don't forget.
Yep, Hubi.
If you've ever heard of Funga, it'll make you think of Hubi.
And we are also at the Florida Pagan Gathering. Terry reminded me we're going to be on that Thursday night broadcasting live our show on Thursday night from – actually, it's Terry's Thursday night show. We'll be broadcasting live from the event. So that should be really interesting. So tune in to listen and hear all the fun and weird
Are
people,
Are we
going to
be doing a canned show?
I'm not sure.
All right.
To,
well, you let me know.
I will. We'll have to discuss that and see. I think the headliners there at the Florida Pagan Gathering are Raven Grimasi and his wife Stephanie, I believe Stephanie's her name.
Stephanie Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And Ivo Dominguez, who's been on the show previously. Yes, I will tell him hello for you, Lee. And several other, you know.
I'm going to miss all these
wonderful
people.
Interesting. Well, get on a plane with us and come to Florida, you know.
Yeah, with what, my good looks?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Show a little leg.
No. Homeland Security will be like, get off the plane.
All right. Rachel, it has been such a pleasure, and I know we're going to keep in touch, and we will probably have you back, periodically, just to check in, see how Kathy's doing, and talk to you about what stuff's going on at the Spiritual Center, and just keep in touch. You're now a friend of the show, and keep in touch with us. Like I said before, if you have something going on there, don't be afraid to call in on a Friday night and say, hey, I just want to let you know. Be more than happy to put it on the air.
Oh, we can make anything. We can make anything fit into our show.
Absolutely.
You don't know, Robin. I didn't tell you this, but my kids have actually—they've got me where they give me a word that I have to make fit into the show every week.
Oh no!
And you don't even know that I'm doing it. You don't even know that I'm doing it, and they just love it. Hey, it makes them listen to our show every week.
There you go.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm going to shut up now before you get in trouble from the engineer.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. I think I know how to make him happy. It's okay.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you for taking one for the team.
It's my turn. All right, guys. Thank you so much. And again, everybody, Crystal Cave, formerly of Nyack, New York, if you want to search it on the internet, or, again, Garden of One, is it .com?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, www.gardenofone.com. And then the You Caring, let's see, what's here?
www.youcaring.com, and just look up Kathy's name.
Exactly, Catherine Cracolici. And it's C for Catherine, and Cracolice. Anything that you can contribute is greatly appreciated. This woman basically devoted her life to the pagan community and helping people and healing and just being a generous soul and a generous spirit. And if you guys are serious, we often give lip service to how we're going to take care of our community and take care of our elders and pitch in. If you're really serious about that and that is something that you hold in your heart and you want to spread the love, that's what I tell everybody when I sign off every week, spread the love. Please contribute. I would personally appreciate it, and I know her family, and Rachel and her family really need the assistance. And thank you in advance, because I know that I've got some great listeners out there who are going to help out. So once again, spread the love. Keep loving your heart on a daily basis. It's a lot better, and it doesn't wrinkle you the way frowning and aging. The way frowning and aging. So it's good for your looks if you spread the love.
There you go. All right. Well, blessed be everybody.
And everybody. All right. Good night, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Any final words from anybody?
Nope. Good night, and have a pleasant tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Night.
Good night.
Good night, Rachel. I'll talk to you soon.
Good night. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.